Karl Rove is on it. President Bush is not. David Addington is on it. The man he works for, Vice President Cheney, is not. I'm talking about GQ Magazine's list of the 50 most powerful people in Washington. GQ's list compiler, Greg Veese, is here now. Hi, Greg.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. So you have the advisors to the president and the vice president, but not the men, the bosses themselves. Why?
Well, we felt as if that'd be, you know, a little too obvious. Everybody knows. I mean, they're going to be one and two. It's the president and vice president.
So who are your top five?
Top five. We start with Secretary of State, Condi Rice, and then Harry Reid at two, Robert Gates, Secretary of Defense, Justice Anthony Kennedy at four, and Nancy Pelosi five.
Okay, so that's sort of a list of who you might expect, although Condoleezza Rice at number one?
We got a little heat from Wonkette on that this morning. And right now it's kind of an interesting point because we're waiting for 2008 to play out and who the new players are going to be. And Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi obviously have done influential things in the Congress so far. But in terms of somebody in the executive who we feel has the power to, you know, in terms of foreign policy and keeping us out of wars or in terms of actual day-to-day power, 2007, September 2007, she's the gal.
Okay, Condoleezza Rice, number one. Number 13, just ahead of NBC's Tim Russert, a dead man, former President Ronald Reagan.
That's right. How many times do you watch a debate? How many times do you hear any Republican open his mouth every time Reagan is talked about in the most glowing terms possible? It's full-on idolatry. He's unstoppable right now. He's so
unstoppable.
Hot right now.
Beyond the grave.
Exactly.
And just ahead of Tim Russert, I wonder how he feels about that.
I'm sure little Russ will be fine.
All right, you have two presidential candidates from the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, plus, I have to note, two members of Obama's staff, but no Republican candidates.
That's right. Giuliani, perhaps, but he's not based out of D.C. He was kept out on a technicality. Same thing with Mitt and, you know, Fred Thompson still in Tennessee. So.
Okay. So you had to actually be working or living in the Capitol.
Exactly.
It brings us to number 41, Gamal Halal.
Yes.
Who is Gamal Halal?
Gamal Halal is a fantastic figure. He has been the translator for presidents, vice presidents, secretary of state, national security advisor since 1991. And he's the one who talks to the Palestinian leaders. He's our Arabic diplomatic interpreter is the official title.
Okay, number 45, Isabel Goetz. Any relation to Bernie or who is that?
Zero.
Okay, good.
As far as my knowledge, no Bernie Goetz. She cuts hair. And we hear so much about the Edwards haircut and about, you know, John Kerry's hair or Hillary's hair. She's sat more people in her barber chair than just about anybody else.
All right. And I will note that there's absolutely no one anywhere near the top 50 from National Public Radio. So that's...
But we love you all the same.
It's very comforting.
It's true.
Greg Veese of GQ Magazine. Their list of the 50 most powerful people in Washington is online now. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Thank you.